Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. This week our guest is Pat Shaughnessy, who is on the committee organizing the Medicine Park Christmas Carnival, and he's here to talk about this year's event. Pat, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Clinton, for having me here.
So, the carnival and the Christmas parade are quickly approaching. What does this year's schedule of events look like?
Well, this would be year 17 of the parade and year 6 of the actual Christmas carnival. And the carnival is a day-long group of festivities, but we're expanding this year to include the Friday night before because we have secured a number of actual carnival rides to allow for true carnival activities as opposed to the games and adventures that we had previously. But once again, everything is free for everyone who comes out there. So Friday night, December 22nd, starting at 4, running till 8 o'clock, we'll have pony rides, a Ferris wheel, mini cars, and the other various games that we have. And then on Saturday, December 23rd, starting at 10, we'll begin a full day of the same kind of adventures with the classic parade starting at 2 that runs till about 3:30, 4 o'clock, depending on how many groups of people join us. And then Santa will be receiving people down at his cabin from 4 to 7 or 8 o'clock at night, how many ever children need to tell Santa exactly what they have in mind for Christmas. It's a wonderful day, wonderful adventure. We may be, depending on the weather, once again introducing the concept of the snow pile. We make snow, blow it onto a large blue tarp, and you can run and jump in it and pick it up and throw it in. But on the other hand, if it's above 25, we can't do that.
You mentioned this is the 17th year for the parade. How did the parade get started?
Somehow, in the years gone by, a group of people got together and said, let's have a parade in Medicine Park. Now, that's not impossible to imagine anyone from Medicine Park deciding on any given day, we want a parade. But the Santa that we have, being such a special person, he actually visits the Goodwills and Fort Sill and many other area communities and schools and that. And there was a, can we not have a parade? So 17 years ago, Santa decided that he would endure this. He has his own special approach to it, and that is in the parade there is no candy. He just throws what he calls plush toys. So people around Lawton gather plush toys, or as my daughters would say, critters, because we don't really want to call them stuffed toys. They're not stuffed. They have more meaning than they. We gather between 5,000 and 7,000 plush toys, which he gives out through the Christmas holidays, and then we throw them from the fire trucks to the people who line the streets. But we do not throw candy because we think that candy could be a bad thing. Typically in the parade, we've had groups of renovated tractors. We've had the four fabulous ladies from Frederick, which has always made an impression on us, the Kiowa princesses, the color guard from the Comanche people. Anyone can march in the parade. We've had the town kazoo band and a few other people. So that all of itself is a wonderful event. And then we decided to try and add the day-long activities.
So as you mentioned, this is a free event, but obviously there are costs associated with bringing in things like carnival rides. So how is the carnival funded? Are there fundraisers throughout the year, or is this supported in a different way?
Well, the various boards of governance in Medicine Park have this year given us enough money to cover the rides for free. We see it as a community outreach activity. It's one of the things that's just family-friendly and free to everybody, whereas sometimes the concerts and other music events, there isn't really that much family activity that can go on in those. This is one that we see, and the town has come to see over the years, as a family-friendly event that we try to make free. So, however, the town agencies and boards of governance came up with the money, they have given up to us to create this event.
So with this being a true civic event, what goes on in Medicine Park when it's time for the carnival? How does the community support the event?
Well, I'm a 15-year resident of Medicine Park, and I will tell you that each year the level of lighting and decorations continues to grow, so that on any given night it's a fairyland, and you have the background of the lake and the stream through town reflecting the lights. It's just the wonderland. So we have that. The restaurants are all participating in what's going on. We will have singers from Elgin coming down as part of the day, performing on at the Riverside restaurant on their back porch. There's just so many different activities in the town, and the vendors are all kind of gussy up to make it special. As with all the communities in this area of Oklahoma, we're doing something special to welcome folks here who may be only here for 1 year. And I know, based on a couple of interviews with parents after the day of activity, one mother came up to me one time and she said, "You know, my son will never forget this day as long as he lives." And she was very, very sincere about that. And I understood, because we're doing things for fun and for free that are so unique that you won't encounter it the day you leave Lawton in the Medicine Park Lawton area.
Pat, we are unfortunately running low on time. So any parting thoughts today?
Well, the people of Medicine Park, hope that you save a few minutes to come our way during the Christmas days to experience our town and the generosity and the beauty.
All right. That's Pat Shaughnessy with the Medicine Park Christmas Carnival and Parade talking to us about this year's events. Pat, thanks again for stopping by.
Clinton, thank you so much for having us.
The Medicine Park Christmas Carnival will be held December 22nd and 23rd in Medicine Park, with the parade taking place at 2 p.m. on the 23rd. The carnival runs from 4 to 8 p.m. on Friday the 22nd and from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday the 23rd. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.